This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Because right now, guys under contract on the defensive line, defensive tackle, it's Chris Jones. Not Turk Warden. He's a free agent, right? Derek Nottie's a free agent.
Dan is under contract.
Yeah, but he's an edge, right? I mean, he can line, but he's more of an edge. And so Charles Omenihu is somebody that has not had a fully healthy season and played fully with the Chiefs organization. But when he's played, he's been really, really good. And he was on with Kay Adams on her show yesterday, and he talked about a couple different things. One, he discussed watching the Super Bowl for a third time, which we can get to that in a second. But I want to focus more on the offseason for him, because he mentioned what his number one priority is when looking for a new team and for the rest of his career.
But obviously, when you're in a position to take care of your family, your kids to come, and generations to come, you can't overlook that. So it'll be like a hand-in-hand type of deal. And that's why I have Sean, my financial advisor, help me with that. And then David to tell me what teams are being presented. And I know majority of all 32 team situations. I know who's going to be there and who's not, or who is climbing. And there could also be a team like the Commander that come out of nowhere and draft the right quarterback. And then they go to the NFC Championship game. And now they're just a couple pieces away from being able to continuously do that. Now they're going to have to go against the Eagles and all that stuff. But you know, you never know in the league. It's the league is about parity, so they try and make to where they have more of those type of Commanders teams that come through. So you just evaluate and see what's best for you.
A couple of things stood out there for many of you.
Other than Kay Adams making a lot of weird sounds in response to everything.
That's her interview style. It's kind of like a that's her interview style. but so a couple things that stood out.
Sorry, that stood out in the clip to me.
You're good.
Back to a minute.
One at the beginning, like obviously big games, well, the Chiefs fit that billing, but then very quickly he shifts to the reality of the business, which is, and nobody's going to fault anybody for this, hey man, I got to take care of my family. And this player.
This is probably my biggest payday.
This is a player too that after last year where he had a great year, then tore his AC on the AFC title game. And then he was tweeting throughout the offseason about getting an extension then. And, dude, you were coming off an ACL. I get why you didn't get one. Well, then this year, you don't start playing until late in the year, and you were effective. Now, you had one sack, but he was still effective in those games. And now he's going to have his first fully healthy offseason, doesn't have health problems, doesn't have his own legal issues that he created a couple years ago. All that, like, now heading into a season, I'm very much interested in bringing back Charles Omenihu, because I think I'm going to get a full year of healthy, focused Charles Omenihu. And he's only, 27 years old. So he's under 30. I'm all good there. The question is, what's his market look like? He mentioned, I thought it was interesting too, because he mentioned, hey, you know, there's you want to play in big games, my agent will tell me what teams are interested, Cody. But then also he said, you know, there's a team like the Commanders, and all of a sudden they got the right of the quarterback, and then they're a piece away. Now, he was just giving it in reference, I think, to like,
he's trying to talk himself into a team that he's like, I do care about a winner. They're about to be one.
But if you're, the Commanders make a ton of sense in terms of, can they offer more money than the Chiefs, and are they maybe close?
Both.
Like, I don't think it's a great chance that he's back. I would love him back in Kansas City, but I think he can get more money somewhere else.
Does the depth at defensive line, because, and look, I've started to look at the draft stuff like anyone else, and people like Drew and others and Bank, and like, this is supposedly a pretty good defensive line draft, like a really good defensive line draft. If you're a Minshew, I still feel like in order to get top dollar, this is like the Hollywood thing. I still think you should take a 1-year deal and just ball out for a whole year and finally get your check. I know it's easier said than done because you actually somebody's start to stay healthy and produce.
Somebody's probably given him a multi-year deal, though.
Yeah, probably two or three. Know? I mean, maybe three with like a fake third year. You know how this works. That's probably not off the table. I want a Minshew back. I actually think that they've got a real problem at edge if they don't bring back a Minshew, unless they're going to hit it in the NFL drafts. And obviously, George Karloftis was pretty much an immediate contributor, although it took him 8 or 9 games to get a sack in his rookie year. But he was on the board pretty quick and was a valuable player pretty quick. They'll need another edge guy if they let Charles Minshew walk. The real question is, he kind of hedges his bet. Normally, if someone's like, I care about winning, I at least like that he's being honest. Because I heard guys like DeAndre Hopkins say, I care about winning, and then sign with the Titans.
Right.
And so, like, no, you don't, actually. And you're like, well, no. It's like, come on, stop it.
Oh, yeah,
there are teams you can sign with that you can. You do not care about winning, only winning, if you sign with the Titans. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you care about, like, and he's saying both. Like, I want to win, but I also want to check. Well, then, yeah, the Commanders are probably the only team you can sign with.
Based on that answer, like, I wouldn't be stunned at all if he ends up with a team like that. I just worry that somebody's going to give him a much better offer. But I think the Chiefs should absolutely, and I think they are, interested in bringing Charles Minshew back. It's just always the right price kind of thing in the scenario of what he can do, knowing that because of his own off-the-field issue a couple years ago and then health, he hasn't cashed in yet. And so I'm not going to fault the guy for going and getting, you know, more guaranteed money somewhere else. But if you look at the Chiefs' needs, some of it could be telling how strong they feel about the defensive line draft. If everybody's talking already before the combine, that's a very good defensive line draft. Now, it's a rookie versus a veteran player in a Minshew, and where's your production? As you said, it took a little bit for even Karloftis, who was a first-round pick.
It took about half a season to get a sack.
But if the Chiefs feel good about the depth at defensive line in the draft, as in they think they can draft one or two defensive linemen that can play fairly early, and then find another veteran that's cheaper, like, that would not stun me if that's the path they choose. And I think maybe what they do with the Minshew could be a little telling to how they feel where they're going to go at 31 even in the upcoming NFL draft. He also spoke to Diana Rossini about the way he handled the loss to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. And I was a little surprised to hear how much of the game he actually watched, right? Like, he said he watched it 3 times, Cody, and I'm trying to find the audio cut. Here it is. Three different times.
I watched the film. I watched it 3 times.
Okay.
We had our exit meetings, talked to the coaches. And, I mean, you can't go back in time. You can't dwell. Coach Reed said it perfectly. Like, you can't hang your head on this. Like, you got to regroup. I said it. Like, you got to retool and refuel. And, you can't refuel and retool by still thinking about the past. So you kind of just got to learn from it. Like I said, I watched the game 3 times.
What did you pick up the 3rd time that you didn't know the first two?
I just watched my bad plays over and over.
Okay, tell me more about that. I literally would never watch a show over that I hated. I don't even watch good ones back.
It ingrains in your head to never do that again. You watch it once. The first time I watched it is just to just watch. The second time I'm watching is to, like, really watch my rush, like, what I did pass rush-wise. And then the third time is to watch my pass rush and, like, look over my bad plays. I wouldn't say bad. It's just, like, I had missed opportunities and a couple rushes. And then one play on Gainwell that I tried to punch the ball out, wasn't able to. Kind of just told myself, like, in those situations, probably best to get him down, negative yardage. And then the offsides I had, just watching that, zooming in and seeing what was wrong.
Ooh, 3 times. Watching that 3 times.
Have you watched it?
No. I never will.
No. You just never put that game on ever again?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. To learn something, said.
No, but like, I think the
team will be different.
I think we've heard I think of college basketball for this, actually, where, you know, someone will have an early exit. Like, KU will have an early exit from the tournament. Maybe they'll have that again this year, but when they've had them in the past.
They probably will this year.
Bill Self will be asked, like, did you go back and watch that game? And a lot of times, no, I didn't. No, I didn't need to do that. And there's a lot. I think there's a certain point, like, I don't know really what you get out of watching the Super Bowl. Like, if I
think as an individual player, you get more because it's your things that you individually do that you can improve. Team-wise, you're a different team. Everything's different. Yeah,
it's
you're
one
not
game.
The same next
you were
year,
15,
you know?
You know, you won 15 games and two playoff games, and then you had an awful performance in the Super Bowl. And yes, the team is going to be way different. A player, go back and watch it maybe one. I'm surprised he watched it three times. Woo. He explained each time was different and how he watched it, but that's...
I'm interested.
Like, it would not surprise me if we go up to training camp.
Spring training starts today.
Yeah, we go up to St. Joe, and if we ask a player, like, "Hey, did you ever go back?" It wouldn't surprise me if we surveyed 53 guys, if only 10 or 20% of them actually went back and watched.
I wonder if because
I just don't think it's.
He
very
said he had the exit interview. I wonder if.
No, sure.
Well, that's what I wonder if Andy's part of the requirement is for them to. Maybe it was, hey, you're going to all go back and you're going to watch it. Like if it was the defense or if it was the offense, like, hey, you know, let's talk about this. You know, take a week, watch some of the film, come back, and when we have our exit interview, but let's talk about it a little bit.
But some of the guys aren't back. Like, there's no point of breaking down the game film with the player. Like, it's more like what we think we want to do with you in the offseason. Here's what we want you to work on in the offseason.
Yeah.
Go do it. It's not so much of like, let's
you
sit down
really
and see.
You screwed up this third down play.
Well, yeah. No.
It's like, hey, work on your run stopping ability because we're seeing some looseness on that. Whatever.
Right. I think that there's more players than we think actually that did watch it for the reason that Charles Amenhu watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three times.
But three times, God, I just couldn't do it to myself.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.